Vice President Al Gore today said the families of the victims of yesterday's plane crash were notified directly by the National Transportation Safety Board. This is part of an effort by the airline industry and the federal government to improve the way family members are treated following an air disaster. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has a report.
Recently passed legislation has made the NTSB the lead agency charged with helping relatives after a domestic aviation disaster. As Vice President Gore said today, this notification system is now in place.
Unfortunately, just last night, another tragedy occurred when two planes collided on the runway. And immediately, the National Transportation Safety Board took charge under this new law and is even now dealing with the families of those who suffered a loss in this tragedy.
Reforms are also underway to speed up notification after international crashes. Yesterday, the State Department announced that seven airlines have agreed to share information on passenger lists within 3 hours of a crash. New rules proposed by the Department of Transportation would go further, requiring ticketing agents on all international flights to ask passengers for the name of a relative to contact in case of a disaster. Relatives of crash victims have long been calling for such changes, particularly since the crash of TWA Flight 800 off the coast of Long Island this past July. Some of them spoke today at a meeting of President Clinton's Aviation Safety and Security Commission in Washington. Frank Carvin, who lost his sister and nephew in the crash, described learning about it on the news. He and his relatives began calling an 800 number that was flashing on the television screen. They called for 4 hours and couldn't get through to anyone until 1:30 a.m.
She told me that she'd call me back when she had some information that she could share with me, and to date, I've never received a phone call. She couldn't tell me whether Paul and Jay were actually on the flight. She couldn't tell me where family members were gathering or a place where they could come together to receive information. Actually, she couldn't tell me anything at all.
Other relatives of crash victims recounted similar experiences. Vice President Al Gore, who chairs the Aviation Safety and Security Commission, praised the airlines for cooperating.
After the experiences that these families have insisted that we understand and take into account, we insisted that the airlines change, and to their credit, as they began to fully understand how strongly the American people feel and understand that all of them were going to have to do it at the same time and there was no competitive issue, then they did enter into this agreement.
Gore predicts there will be even more cooperation between the industry and the government in the future. In Washington, this is Kathleen Schalk reporting.